Okay.
Awesome. So this, welcome everyone to this Venus Alchemy class, exploring the alchemy of how Venus is showing up to attend the New Mystery School of Current Life Intent. Last week, we welcomed a new member to the class, and I accidentally said Jessica, not Jennifer, but ultimately it's Wen. And the reason I'm saying this is we also have a new member to the class this week, Lisa Yanios, and I have updated the class chart, so you'll be able to find Jennifer as Gwen and Lisa as Lisa. Anyway, so we're really happy that they're with us now. And to make a reminder for these new people and for everybody that you may need some time to absorb this material, because, you know, it can take a while. It's a lot of new material that we've been putting towards this class, and we're going to have 2 weeks before our next class on August 25th, when we'll be looking at the outer planets as they relate to Venus. So that'll hopefully give everybody a chance to catch up a little bit and come up with your questions. Make sure you write them down during this class and or during the next couple of weeks when you have time to really look into this material.
So Caitlin, just getting a little note from Emma that maybe if you could turn your volume down just a little bit, because there is still a little echo.
You think that's what's causing the echo, Peter? Okay, is that any better? I turned down the volume and I moved my speaker.
I didn't really think it was such a bad echo, but Emma, if you can let me know like what it's sounding like from your end, it might be different.
Thank you.
Oh, because you're not going to be. Well, no, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Is it? Okay. All right, so let's take a moment to get grounded and to just breathe or move or both. Actually, breathing and moving is good. Whatever means works for you to get into a more grounded, settled state. I know I need to take a deep breath. It's been a little crazy getting going here. So as we're taking time to ground and connect through the breath and through whatever means that works for you, we're going to invite the circle of grandmothers and the goddess in all her many forms to continue guiding our journey their ancient wisdom as we continue to seek further understanding of how we can best celebrate our own Venus ascendant alchemy. And again, we're going to affirm our intent for this entire series and all things Venus alchemy is to totally and completely support the emerging goddess in every one of us, both men and women, in all her many forms and expressions in the best, most magical, healing, useful, and loving ways possible. It is done, it is so, and we give thanks. Blessed be.
Awesome.
So I'm gonna share my screen.
Okay. There's still quite a bit of feedback, but I don't know. It may just be that's how it is. Yeah, like you're saying, Emma, you're audible. That might be. We're seeing your screens. Okay, good. Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like the phone, I'm definitely here on Peter's computer. So I see. So the numbers, maybe it'll drop off as you move away. Here's the mic. But then I'm only not here, or really here.
Maybe that will help.
Is that any better?
You can keep talking a little bit and we'll see.
Okay. What you're seeing on this first slide is something coming over the horizon. The sun, I guess, probably. And that is what's rising. That is the ascendant or the rising, what comes up over the eastern horizon. And the ascendant on the chart is representing what's coming up over the eastern horizon when a person's born. So how is that, Tammy?
I think it's a little better.
Okay. All right. So let's do the overview.
So this evening, what we're going to be focusing in on is, of course, the ascendant, the doorway into the mysteries. We look at the ascendant as mystery school training. So we're going to talk about different examples. We just explored a few examples of how Venus might show up in different mystery schools as a beginning point. So we'll explore that. And then the mystery schools of the ascendant, we'll just go kind of review that a bit. We'll speak into what those different mystery school paths are about. And then we're going to be doing a guided journey and some deepening exercises. And then we're going to take a little bit more time for the breakouts today, because we've really gotten a lot of feedback that people want a little more time, because there's so much insight, so much in the circle, that we want to be able to do that. And then Q&A. So yeah, tonight's is, you know, as we keep going through, in some ways we keep getting a little bit simpler. Next week or the next class will not be simpler. It's going to be a little more complex. This is a little bit, it's kind of nice in a way to have some space where we're trying to be not quite, we're not loading you up with as much information, so it can be a little more experiential.
Indeed. So I did mention a little bit about the ascendant or the rising sign already. From the shamanic astrology perspective, we're looking at what's rising, what's on the ascendant. And just something to know is that this is one of the most personal parts of the chart, because it is changing every degrees every 4 minutes and signs every 2 hours approximately. It's not always exact, but it's kind of approximately. So every 2 hours there's a new rising sign, and so it's more personal to who you are. And that's why we look at it as the mystery school of current life intent, the life path for self-discovery and for life purpose. And also, we could say it's the emerging personal identity project, overall identity. So not just the masculine, not just the feminine, not just the mind, not just the energy or the fuel we burn, but it's the whole process of personal identity, how we're learning who we're here to be, to learn how to be in this life. Who we are becoming is another way of saying that. So we looked at the moon as who we used to be, and the rising sign really represents who we're becoming. So it's not about this masculine or feminine identity, but these aspects, and particularly the Venus aspect, is here to serve the new mystery school. And we're going to talk probably a little bit more about that as we go along. So we're looking at the ascendant, and this is, I'm trying to work with a computer I'm not used to. So and a mouse that I'm not used to either. So here we go. Let's try that. Aha. All right. So if we think of this as a doorway into the mysteries, and these are the new mysteries we're here to explore, and everything that we've talked about so far, the moon, the sun, and Venus are meant to help us. They're like the tools that we have to move into this new mystery school. So it also represents a curriculum that you're taking, that you're learning about, that you're here to master certain skills in that area of life or in that archetypal energy. So it's also the place where we will find the greatest sense of fulfillment when we're in alignment with those mysteries. And oftentimes people will find, if they've been resisting them or they've been working kind of against them, once they know what those are and they start working with them, then they feel a greater sense of satisfaction or fulfillment in their life. So Venus for women is the goddess that's attending the new mystery school. And Venus for men is the inner feminine connection that's here to support you in how you're engaging your new mystery school.
let's see. And so Tammy and I decided we'd come up with some examples of how Venus could support the mystery school. And we each took our own rising sign, and we took our own Venus, and then we just grabbed a couple of other examples to work with. And so I am Scorpio rising, and I have Venus in Aries. And so this is definitely a combination of fire and water, and also householder and self-interest. And we could imagine that this is like the warrior protector goddess who's here to engage a life path that is continually going deeper and further than ever before. And that Aries also as the one who is seeking to have a worthy cause or a mission, she's here to energize life force in ways that are intensely and passionately alive when she's serving her a Scorpio rising mystery school. And these energies are working together. They can be described as a shaman, warrior, protector. Now, if it's Venus and Gemini, then there's the more playful, magical trickster goddess, and she's here to engage a life path that is also learning how to go deeper and further than ever before. So, and that's another irrational combination. It's like, you know, if Gemini just wants to play and have fun, and Scorpio's about let's go deep, then the Gemini goddess is having to learn how to go deep and how to experience that magic, but in an intense and passionately alive way. So when these energies are working together, it can be described as the coyote woman shaman. And then Venus and Leo attending Scorpio Mystery School is combining, again, fire and water, but these are both self-interest signs. So the sovereign queen goddess is here to engage a life path that continually goes deeper and further than ever before. The radiant self-love of the Leo goddess is about feeling alive, vital life force energy as an end in itself. So we could look at this as the shaman queen.
Mm-hmm. So, and just to say, this is, you know, this work, I found that when Kayla and I are working with this, it's very interesting because we've known about our charts for a very long time, but we still have these conversations that are really rich and deep where we start to talk about it in, you know, how does this work for us personally? And in starting by writing and then also speaking into how it works for us individually, I know for myself, and this may not be true for others, that is, even though I've known this for so long, it took me so long to write this first one, which is mine. I don't know if it's the Neptune I have in my chart or just the fact that when you do this, and we're going to recommend that you do this for yourself as well, this process brings it in deeper. Doing this practice of how do these things look and feel, and considering, you know, this is what was really fun in talking to Kaylin about this was that we're looking at it and saying, okay, you know, we're talking about this goddess that you're here to embody, represented by your Venus archetype, and then we're talking about this school or this curriculum or this mystery school that you're enrolled in. And so looking at those two things together, it takes some time to really feel into what that's like. So in any case with mine, I felt like I had some deep downloads just from doing this process. And I felt frustrated because it took so long. But I think, again, it's because when you run into those blocks, as you create this for yourself, it's because you're really pulling these pieces together and you're bringing it alive inside of yourself. So really highly recommend that deepening exercise for everyone to do in your own way without judgment. But just to really explore, what does it look like for me as this goddess to explore this training specifically? How has this worked out in my life? So for me, I'm the Vision Quest goddess, the Sagittarius goddess. I'm here to engage a life path of committed and courageous action toward enlightenment and knowledge of self. My spiritual quest for truth and meaning renews humanity's vision with feminine spirituality to restore the cosmic order. I am the fierce spiritual warrior goddess. And I'll just tell you, again, doing this, there were some things that I've been struggling with on my path personally. And because so much of what is happening for me is that my ascendant in Aries is being activated by Uranus, doing this exercise helped me break open into this understanding that for me, doing the noble purpose, you know, having the cause and mission, it really is so wedded to me being the spiritual explorer. It, for some reason, just doing the exercise helped me open up into that in a new way. So I hope that for everyone. And if we've already written yours, you know, you may want to redo it because we may have hit it on the head, but then again, your experience of it may be different. So Venus in Cancer with Aries rising, that combines, it's a fire, water. Okay, so for me, fire and fire, Aries and Sagittarius, that's going from spirit and service to spirit, Sagittarius to householder. So it's a modality shift. That feels very different for me, but it's fire to fire. So the elements are the same. Now, Venus in Cancer with Aries rising, it is fire and water. So again, it's that irrational combination. It's a big shift, but they're both householders. So it's supported by them both being in the same modality. So in this case, it's the loving and nurturing Mother Goddess who is here to engage a life path fiercely dedicated to protecting and caring for the new Earth family. And to further this mission, she is committed to creating a safe space for herself and others to be vulnerable. So she is the Mother Warrior Goddess. And then the Venus in Taurus, ascendant with Aries rising, is fire and earth. So it's again kind of an irrational combination. And it's self-interest and householder. So this one definitely has a lot of contrast, a lot of difference. It's an alchemical path. And I'm not sure, I can't remember if we have people with this in their charts, but if it's you, this is, you know, you've taken on something really powerful and it may take some time to integrate. So it is the sensual love goddess. It is the sensual love goddess who derives... What's going on my computer? Okay. She derives pleasure from engaging a life path dedicated to a noble cause and purpose. She is fully committed to experiencing the deepest intimacy and becoming a master receiver. It's her mission to restore heaven on earth through full sensual embodiment. She is the Aphrodite wild woman. So those are just a few examples.
Right. So as Tammy was saying, these are to help inspire you in coming up with your own. So we just wanted to give you some examples of how you might take these different energies and what we understand about them. And of course, we do have the slides for the mystery schools. And also in previous PowerPoints, there are the slides for Venus so that you can look at those to try to feel into that if you're not feeling confident in figuring that out for yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I want to say too, Kaylin, your sound is really good now.
Oh, good. Right. But I can't get this thing to move. Why can't I get it to move? Why is it not moving? Oh, maybe this will make it move. There we go. All right. It's weird to be working on somebody, a computer I'm not used to. Okay.
Okay. So Venus and Ascendant in the same sign. So when they're in the same sign, it's as if your emerging goddess is carrying the same energies as your new mystery school for current life intent. And so there's this kind of resonance that happens between, you know, who you are as the goddess. It's like if you're the Sagittarius goddess, you're enrolled in the Sagittarius mystery school. So there's a real alignment there. So for example, if you're a Leo Venus with Leo ascendant, you're here to embody the Sovereign Queen on a path to explore radiant radical self-love. There's just this clarity around that. It doesn't necessarily mean that your path is easier, especially if your Venus and your ascendant are in signs that are really challenging for your moon, or if you have a lot of planetary aspects that don't feel so easy. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy, but it does. It's kind of like you're all in. This is your path. This is the energy you're here to engage. So, and also for you, the magic is that as we do these practices, as we've been doing these practices to help you embody and come into the Venus sign, the Venus goddess that you're here to embody, when you step into that field, you're automatically aligned with your life purpose and your mystery school training. So for you, there's this kind of magic, this kind of click that happens. You're doing both kind of at the same time. So yeah. And then with Venus and the Ascendant for men, because everything on an individual's birth chart is to be in service to the Ascendant, for a man, it's like the question you can be asking yourself is, as I engage my Venus goddess, how can this engagement help me in fully showing up for my mystery school training, my life purpose? So when you write your paragraph, that might be what it emerges from. So my goddess is, you know, she is supporting me on this path and this is how she does it. You might want to write that out in a compressed kind of way. And this is who she is and this is how she helps me. So if, for example, a man has Venus in Taurus and a Leo ascendant, he might ask, how does my inner Aphrodite help me to step into this experience of profound love for myself, for an experience of myself as being divine? How does she help me do that? And then, because for men, it can be experienced as this goddess that we have at our side at all times, or it can also be experienced as a kind of energy that we are learning to engage and bring into ourselves, that we experience for ourselves. We might ask, how does my willingness to receive pleasure and open to sensuality and beauty within myself support me in developing my sovereignty and the divine creator within? So those are some ideas.
So then the following slides are the archetypes of the rising signs. So that these are specifically designed to speak into what the mystery school investigates. And we're not going to go through all of these. And you'll definitely notice there's crossover from what we've shared about Venus and these energies prior. But they're more specifically oriented to what you're learning about in this lifetime, what you're here to really experience as that overall identity, overall part of who you are, that includes the Venus. So that's being added to this, you know, it's like she's the one, if you're a woman, she's the one attending the mystery school. Mm-hmm. You're the Venus goddess. If you're a man, then that part of you that's inside of you is also attending this mystery school. Mm-hmm. So we don't really need to go through these specifically. I guess we can just kind of scoot through them, and you can also notice some of famous people with these rising signs that we put in here.
Well, and I just want to say too, even if they're similar to what we've been using in terms of just tuning into what the Venus sign archetypes are, to me, as I read through them, and I've looked at I've worked with these mysteries for a long time too, like not as long as Kaolin, but certainly in many ways. And I still, when I read them, I'm like, I want to read my Aries and I want to look at it again because it's different. This is very compressed in terms of really supporting us in tapping into what this learning path is. It's not archetypal, it's a learning path. So then this time, the deepening exercises, and just before I go into that, just want to again articulate that what we're doing now to just keep considering that what we're doing now is building towards the synthesis. So whatever of these exercises you do are going to, it's going to support you in coming into this kind of like popping in of what each of these pieces, what they bring in together. So again, to do the Venus life review, we recommend that highly, and, you know, go through what you've already kind of looked at in terms of life events and experiences. See if you know, we've got this whole period of time to do that. So as you go through those life periods again, see if new memories come through. But to ask the question this time, how have these life experiences helped me to engage the mystery school of my ascendant? So I would ask, you know, how did that experience when I was 8 years old with my teacher really support me in stepping into my Aries training? Or how was that a lesson for me about Aries? How did that help me stand into that expression? So you can do the Venus life review through this lens. And then also to say that we can look at the next 2 weeks and really be tuned into different dreams, synchronicities, signs in the world of form, different experiences, visions, insights, reflections that help, and to really ask how these things are. It's almost like for the next 2 weeks, we're stepping through the gate into this mystery school. We're inviting ourselves to see how life is continually teaching us, supporting us in learning these different lessons. So to just pay attention and to see where those different prompts are coming in. Do you want to say anything about that, Kaolin?
Well, I was just thinking, just in case people don't know what we mean by the signs in the world of form, when we ask a question or we put out an intent or we create a ceremony or we ask for something to come into our life, then it can be really helpful to start paying attention to the signs that show up. And they might be medicine animals, or, you know, they might be a conversation. It might be something that happens that's kind of magical and sort of outside the realm of ordinary reality, that's something you don't experience every day. Mm-hmm. It can show up in lots and lots of different ways, mm-hmm. And lets you know that the universe has really heard what it is that your, you know, your question or your intention or whatever it might be. And so that's what that's about. It's kind of like allowing the universe to, or allowing whatever's happening to, in a sense, become an oracle for you. Something that gives you insight and information when you're paying attention to those things that are showing up.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Perfect. So this next 2 weeks, this is the field we're stepping into, is we invite you to step into this field with us to really begin to open our eyes and our awareness to the way that life is this kind of oracle for us, specifically through the lens of our mystery school, our ascendant sign. So then also, again, with this, you may wish to paint, draw, or create a collage that represents your Venus goddess archetype in the environment or the campus of your ascendant mystery school. You may also, something I didn't write in here, but I always have more in-depth ideas in the actual written deepening exercises. And one, again, is to add an element to your altar, because you can keep adding to your Venus altar and add something, an image, an object, something that for you represents your mystery school, your ascendant. Add that into your altar to have that continue to alter your awareness. And then using slides 5 and 6 above, where Kaylin and I created examples, and also, you know, had that kind of ending, I am the shaman queen, or that kind of more mantra or naming, self-naming. We really highly recommend, even if you can't do any of the other stuff, to do that, you know, and really share it with us, because, you know, it's just, but to go through the process, even if you feel blocked like I did, know that the process of really coming into naming who you are as this goddess and what your path is about is a powerful one. And for men, again, you might want to describe her in the way we did, but then you might want to add another couple sentences or something that describes the ways that she supports you in stepping into your own path. So it may look a little different. And I feel like there was one other thing. No, that's probably good.
Right. So we're going to do a journey now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to do a guided journey. And before we start, Kaylin, do you want to talk a little bit about your vision that you had that kind of also can inspire some part of this journey?
Remind me what you're talking about.
With the different mystery schools and the way that...
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. So this was many years ago, probably actually 20 years ago, or more. Kind of lose track. It was in the mid-90s sometime. I actually was doing an event with Daniel Mario and the Chiricahuas in Arizona, and we were doing some kind of journey experience with a shaman that was there, and I had this vision of the mystery, of having a mystery school that would represent all the mystery schools. And it actually, in the original vision, looked like 12 buildings around a central building. And the central building would be where they would all come together and interact. But each individual building would be designed to represent that particular mystery school. And you could go and attend that school. You would go to that particular mystery school, depending on, say, what your rising sign was, or what maybe cycles you were in. So say if you were in a Pluto cycle, you might go to the Scorpio mystery school to have some experiences there. If you were in a Uranus cycle, you might go to the Aquarius mystery school. If you were in Saturn, you might go to the Capricorn mystery school. Everything that was designed there, the way it looked, there, say, would be artwork or furnishings or whatever would represent that particular mystery school. Mm-hmm. And that could look a lot of different ways, but it would also have to be a specific theme to represent the energies of that particular mystery school. So I thought, and I imagined, you know, I had this sense of standing up on a hill and looking down on you know, on the school, all the schools, so to speak. And this was actually taken into another sort of iteration when we thought we were going to build a bunch of different separate 12 different mystery schools at Fayetteville Hot Springs back in 2005, and that was on track to happen until the owner died in 2006. So, and then the whole thing collapsed and didn't happen. But anyway, so that's the idea about the mystery schools, and that our lives really do, you know, the more that we can bring in those images and bring in those energies and find ways to have that be a part of ourselves, either through altars or through whatever we might do, helps us to connect with the intentions of those of that mystery school, whatever our mystery school is.
Awesome. Thank you, Kaylin, so much. Okay, so this journey, is building on that vision. So what I'm going to ask you to do then, I'm just going to describe again like before, I'm going to describe what, just a general outline of what you're going to be doing in this journey, and then much of it is going to unfold for you organically. So I'm going to describe it, and then when I start drumming, I'm not going to say anything else. You're just going to go into your journey, and it's probably, I would say we're going to spend probably about 10 minutes, so you're going to have a little bit, it'll be around there. So you'll have a little time to sink into this one, and then we'll have a few minutes after, so you can just take notes, because you want to remember what comes through for you. So if you can get a journal or a pen or something like that, if you don't have that now, you might want to do that. So the way this is going to work is that, just give me a moment. The way this is going to work is that you are going to begin by just really settling into wherever it is that you find yourself. You may be standing, you may be sitting, again, whatever works best for you in a journey. And I want you to begin to imagine yourself wearing the clothing that you would wear if you were your goddess. If you were the sign, you know, if like I am the Sagittarius Venus goddess, what might I be wearing? What are my clothes that if I were just in this, and just feel and experience yourself coming into this goddess embodiment. Feel her in you, feel how she's expressing in you, see what she's wearing, how are you feeling? So you begin to take on the robes of this goddess and feel her in you and how she expresses. So that's the first piece. Feel yourself as the goddess of your Venus sign. The second is that you're going to just feel into the way in your body you feel this excitement that's rising. And that might be easy tonight because we're probably feeling the way the Perseid meteors are just beginning to really, they're going to be really sparking. So we've got this exciting energy anyway. So feel this excitement rising in you as if you are going to school for the first time. It's your first day going to school, just like when you were a little kid. But this is super exciting because this is the school that's made for you. This is the school your goddess is really like, you know, this is for you. This is your life path. This is your initiation. So you're going to go to your school. So let that feeling of excitement well up in you. And okay, if it's one that's a hard school for you, you might feel a little trepidation also. But just know this is your first day. And then as you're just kind of maybe moving, maybe sitting, just feeling who you are as the goddess, getting ready to go to school, you're going to notice a shadow approaching from the distance, and it's going to be a bird of some kind. It might be an owl, it might be an eagle, it might be a hawk, it might be a kite, it might be some vulture. And then it's going to land, it's going to be very big, and you're going to get on its back, and it's going to fly, and it's going to take you over many different landscapes, perhaps desert, mountains, many different landscapes, until finally you see below you a big, beautiful building. It's kind of like a temple, and surrounding it are 12 smaller buildings. You can see that beneath you in the distance, and you probably see a beautiful forest around it. You'll see paths leading to it from all directions, and so you'll... Then your bird, or maybe a winged horse, will take you down to the very entrance of this building and will let you come off, and then you'll climb the big marble steps, you'll swing the gates open, and when you enter this building, you'll see 12 doors, and you'll go to your door, and the door that opens into your mystery school. And when you open that door and you walk into that room, you might be inside, you might be outside, but you will be walking into the mystery school that is yours. So if you're a Sagittarius, it might be that you open the door and all of a sudden there are these big, beautiful high mountains in the Himalayas, and there is this little hut where this wise man is there waiting to greet you. Or if it's Taurus, it might be this beautiful temple. Or there are many things it can be. So before I start drumming, I'm going to let you just tune in and just kind of sense into what that might look and feel like even before we start. But when you're there, and as you step into the doorway and you enter your mystery school, you are going to encounter you're going to encounter a teacher, perhaps. You may encounter your master teacher guide, your higher guide there, and you might encounter a book or some kind of a lesson or a teaching that they do for you. But our intent is that whatever it is that is this teaching that you received today, that it be what is most essential for you at this moment in your life to support you in truly stepping into your full power, stepping onto your path with greater awareness, greater joy, greater embodiment. So you're going to receive whatever message, whatever lesson is most essential. And then when I complete drumming, then you're going to thank your teacher, you're going to thank whoever you may have met, other classmates, and you're going to come back down into your body and take notes. So I'm going to review it one more time. So let's start by feeling yourself as the goddess that you are. If you're a man, then you're going to, again, you're going to be exploring what it feels like to be this goddess. Or perhaps you may find that it works for you better that you feel her next to you. You really see her and sense her, and she's really excited, and you're the one going to the mystery school, but she's there to be your support and ally. So that may actually work better for you. You see her, she's with you, she's like, let's go. So the first piece is connect in with her. Connect into your readiness for the first day of school. You're going to be picked up by this winged being and flown over to above the mystery school, and then you're going to be dropped off. You're going to enter, find your door, mystery school, and encounter the lesson, the teacher that you need to really bring back. So, all right, so let's just take a moment to prepare ourselves. And I'm going to get my drum.
You might want to mute me too, Tammy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to mute you. Thank you for the reminder. All right. So, okay. All right. So we will begin.
Thank you.
back into your body. And when you're ready to just take some notes and write or draw what you want to remember from the journey.
For anybody who's listening to this as a recording later, you can always pause the recording and then take as much time as you want to write down, to write your experiences.
Yes. So, yeah, and Kaylin, do you want to share anything? I could share too.
I have to admit that I needed to go do a couple of things because I was just a little distracted by the fact that my computer wasn't working and so on. So so I didn't actually do it. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. Wow. Well, I'll share mine real quick. And then just to say that I don't always journey when I drum, but this time it was so cool because as the Aries ascendant, I loved getting dressed in my Sagittarius dress. It was like really, it was kind of fun because it was sort of bohemian, but also like first it was bohemian, then it was, I was wearing all white and I kind of felt more like the spiritual aspect of it and even like a turban. It was just like, that's cool. And I had a horse instead of a bird because I was also athletic. And then when I came to my mystery school, when I opened the door, it was all dark and I stepped down and then there was this dragon that came and it was just like right in front of my face. And it felt like for a moment, it was kind of like, okay, this could be, I just felt how it wasn't about me killing it. It wasn't about me fighting it. It was about me facing it. And when I did, it ended up being my kind of my ally. And so I was riding the dragon through this rest of this journey. And then I saw these halls of mirrors where I could see myself. I saw images of myself just in hesitation or doubt or self-criticism or just in these places of not fully engaging. And then it was like this brighter me, this Aries me that was on the dragon was just like, wake up. It was like, no. And it just like cut through all that. And then it was just me. It just like collapsed into just this bright presence of myself. And then it was like we were charging out into the world and seeing and feeling. I kept encountering people. It was like on the battlefield who had been like, they were lying and they were wounded or they were, really weak. And I was helping them get up and do the same thing because it was like they had gone through the same process. They just needed to be reminded to wake up, and that they're strong, that they can do it, that they're capable. And so that was really cool. And I felt, and perhaps it's the same for some of you, in doing the journey, that also the job of my ascendant. So for me, I have the Capricorn job in the Aries tribe, which is something I think for many of you, you'll be familiar with from shamanic astrology. That comes in too, because we were also healing the earth. And for me, it's Capricorn. And it was also about bringing together community. So you may have found in your journeys that there are other parts that play in that connect to other parts of your chart. But in any case, that was mine. So I think what we're going to do now, and this is so cool because I think, Kaylin, it's the first time we've actually finished like in an hour.
And, I know.
Right?
Right.
Although the breakouts are kind of part of the half hour now, so that's perfect. So now we're going to go ahead and go into breakout sessions. And it may be that if you want to spend the first couple minutes talking about your journey, if anything comes through, that's totally fine as well. But then, because we're going to give you, I think, about 10 minutes. Does that still sound right, Kaylin?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So so then we're going to give you about 10 minutes to explore that if you like. And then also talk about how you've experienced the relationship between your Venus goddess and the energy of your sun. If they're the same, then you could just talk a little bit more about what you've been exploring around this goddess. If either of you get stuck, you can kind of support each other by asking other deeper questions. And then the second question is Venus my leading edge, or does the sun tend to outshine my Venus in my experience? And again, we're going back and we're talking about last month's, you know, exercises.
Last
so
week.
We keep doing that. Yeah. So it's just like,
right.
How have you been exploring this?
So this particular question, and Tam, you might want to start putting people in their groups.
Sure, that's a great.
Yeah, this particular.
Oh, wait a
question.
Second, Kaylin. I just want to say one thing first.
Yeah,
which is,
sure.
So I'm going to just take like 20 seconds to give a break though before I assign room, so that if you are not interested in participating in a breakout, that you would just. For the next 10 minutes, or that you would go off the call, because I don't want to put you in a room if you don't want to do the breakout and leave one person without a person. So I'm just going to take a moment while you talk, Kaylin, to let people.
Okay, and then there'll be somebody with us too, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
There will be.
Or maybe two people or whatever. Okay, so this question, is Venus my leading edge, or does the sun tend to outshine my Venus in my experience? Kind of is inspired by my experience of being Sun in Pisces and Venus in Aries, and literally not really knowing that I had was Venus in Aries until I'm 40. So I was acting much more like Pisces, much more. So the sun was so outshining my Venus in Aries. I, of course, have Neptune to my Venus as well. That's what we'll be covering next week. So it's got a double dose of that, but, that's where that question comes from. So it's like, if you feel like you more related to your sun sign and lived from that experience than from your Venus, and especially if it's a Venus that's not so accepted by the culture, you know, to be Venus in Aries is not something that, especially for those of us born in the 40s and 50s and even in the 60s, hasn't had a lot of support. So just keep that in mind. That's why, where that question is coming from. And then the last question is, what further actions can I take to come into a healthy relationship with my sun and Venus signs together? Like, how can...
You know, see, I think that we need to invite experiences related to our sun into our life to increase our vitality. I'm kind of looking at the sun as our life force. It's more really up for me. So that's been good. And so those are the actions that I'm taking to come to have my son come into a better relationship. I'm consciously enjoying sex, a little bit relaxing into a more receiving pleasurable. I think that the difference between Taurus being the receiver of pleasure and then having all the Aries has made it harder to receive that. So that's part of my plan.
Yes, and well, I would imagine as a moon in Aries and Venus in Aries and Jupiter in Aries and all that Aries, that it definitely can dominate because it's such an aggressive and dominant energy anyway, and then you have so much of it. So to let the sun even have a little bit of say in the matter is a good thing for you.
And somebody asked, I just joined. Nancy, is your what is in Taurus? I just came into this.
My son is in Taurus.
Well, you and I need to get together. My son's in Aries, but my Jupiter, Mars, and Venus are all in Taurus.
Wow.
That's great.
So how would you answer these questions then?
You know, it's really fluctuated. You know, it's interesting. All my life, I've been like, wow, I'm really not an Aries. I'm not competitive. I'm not, you know, super warrior-like, unless it's something about justice and fairness. And now I understand my current Libra mystery school piece there. You know, when something's not fair, you know, I'll really fight for somebody if, you know, people were picking on a bully or something when I was younger. But I'm understanding now. I'm not into exercise or being real athletic. I'd rather lay on the couch and have ice cream or something. And now I understand, probably with my Mars being in Taurus too, that really, you know, throws the dirt on that Aries, the sun, the fire, my fuel. And I wish I had at times a little, when I really have to, Nancy, boy, I feel that fire, that very fuel when I get into like a crisis. But I'm wishing I had a little bit more of that. I can see where the Taurian part of me would just as soon be the bull that lays on the field. And but all my life I've had to be the Aries. I've been a single parent. I've been in no relationship and supporting myself. And now I'm working on, you know, finding Libra this year with Jupiter in it, you know, a really good partnership where I learned, I think, to bring, you know, together that Aries and that Libra.
Mm-hmm. Or that Aries. Your ascendant is Libra?
Yeah.
What is your Venus, Lace?
Taurus.
Your Venus is Taurus also. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because Nancy's...
You're
like
the Empress.
Aries.
Yeah. Because we sort of like, kind of like balance out.
Yeah.
So how do you think you can... I can imagine ways of inviting more Taurus into my life. You know, and helping to, and making sure that my Aries isn't all about, you know, that ultimately my son is a self-interest, being, allowing myself to feel self-interest, you know, and to, instead of always not, you know. And so I'm imagining ways. How can you invite more Aries, do you think? Like take a martial arts class? I don't know.
Well, why do you say that? Because that's why I was on the phone at the beginning. I just have been undergoing physical therapy for an injury. And I decided, you know, probably if I had more strength, more physical strength, you know, up to this point in my life, I've always innately been pretty strong, but that doesn't seem to be the case the last year or two. So after my physical therapy, I went to a new, very health, very kind of spiritual-minded health club that opened that's going to have Qigong and yoga classes and things, and Tai Chi, to see how much that would cost and how I could integrate that so I can start, you know, having more fire in my daily life, more exercise, more physical passion in my daily life.
Wow.
And then maybe I'll want to have sex again, which will bring me.
Which is very Taurian, by the way.
And Aries.
Yeah.
Lace, the other thing that comes to my mind, because Peter has Moon and Mars in Taurus.
I was laughing when I saw his chart last week.
Yeah, he's a marathon. I mean, he loves to run. He loves to go to races. But it's all about finding what gives you pleasure. So to be active, to be physical, Taurus would need to find pleasure in it. So the pleasure of doing yoga or qigong or whatever it might be, running marathons.
Because where my physical energy has been, my work has always been, all my life, real physical. Virgo moon, you know, I waitress in service to others, and all my jobs have been very physical in the last 17 years. A massage therapist for women, you know, in service to the other, and very physical. So then I don't want to work out. When I'm done giving everybody a massage, I don't want to go run or anything. So this house club, what attracted me is they have a real temp, you know, like a 93 degree pool, and I thought that would be fun. Now that would be fun and pleasurable, and I can float and kick my legs without. I don't want to do the icky working out, and that's why I never worked out, you know, with all the machines.
Okay, just sorry, I just realized I need. I realize it's time to shift it. I didn't realize it would close so quickly. So, sorry to interrupt, Lace.
Back.
Oh,
shoot.
Are we done?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to get your name again.
Thanks, Lace. Hi,
Deborah. Okay.
That was Nancy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Lace. I thought that it would give me 30 seconds, and it just kind of broke into it. But that was no coincidence that you both ended up in our main conference.
Yeah.
That's so perfect.
And you placed Robin and I mean, we have exactly everything. I mean, it was like, this is...
Oh my gosh, wow. So cool. So, so I'm still navigating the best way to do these things. So there's a little awkwardness here and there. But we're back. That was fun. I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone again for sound quality.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So put up your hand.
I don't remember your name. Thank you.
So you can put up your hand if you want to. Whoops, sorry. Whoa, weird. Oh, everybody's so fun. Okay.
Synchronicities are off the chart right now.
I know, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really off.
Okay, sorry, I was just muting. So if anybody wants to just raise their hand and say anything, raise your hand and I'll grab you. Okay. Hi, Ida. Oops. Okay, Ida. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to add the piece that you were saying when you were talking about your journey, that something new could come in. That was the part that was really fascinating to me, because I have Venus in Gemini, Capricorn Ascendant. And so I had it in my mind that this is going to be a very earthy school. This is going to be elders, and they're going to be solid and earthy people here. And I'm going to probably have a little bit of a hard time fitting in because of this little Gemini. You know, I had like a little Tinkerbell outfit on. But we actually, when I went in through the doors, I was actually underwater, and everything was underwater, way down to bottom of the sea. And I was like,
okay, there was, you know, there's mermaids and seahorses and the seagoat and all these things, and I'm like, what's going on? I thought it was going to be this other way. And they said, well, for one thing, which I just found this out, there's that possibility of deep sea mining that's going to be, that a Canadian company is trying to do, that's going to be really, really awful to the ocean. So there was that aspect of it, of caring for the earth that way. That's very Capricorn. And the other thing was, the new thing was, that they said, I needed to work with my Saturn in Scorpio, which is that other new, that other element that they brought into the school.
Interesting.
So I think, yeah, so it's like I'm taking that particular course in the Capricorn Mystery School, my Saturn in Scorpio course.
Wow, awesome. Very cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun thing about these journeys is that just like dreaming, you know, it's these things, these pieces can come in that are deeper, that are resonant. That's powerful. Thank you.
Yeah, because Saturn rules Capricorn, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
Midheaven, so.
Oh, wait, Kaylin, sorry. I did not unmute Kaylin. Peter, wow, this is so confusing. Sorry, I know Lace, I'm just like, I cut off Lace, like, I'm like, dang it, I'm just, it's feeling a little awkward. Okay,
oh,
there you are, Kay.
I was just sharing that Saturn being like Capricorn and Scorpio being that powerfully passionate, intense expression. So it's like, how do we, for you, having Saturn and Scorpio, it's like, you know, how do you find the ways to be responsibly passionate and intense. That might be one thought to work with,
yeah,
around that.
Fun. Thank you, Aida. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Okay, now I'm gonna mute. Oh, did you mute yourself? But you, okay. So anyone else, raise your hand if you wanna share. And maybe someone also who hasn't shared. It would be really great. Be brave.
I can share if you can hear me.
Who's this?
This sounds like Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
Awesome.
It's Shelly who's sitting here laughing. It was a little bit challenging for me, and I didn't get the lady's name who was my partner because I was confused about the partnership and how that whole thing worked. But it was really wonderful to hear somebody else's point of view. I really enjoyed that very much. It was wonderful to connect like that. I followed pretty much, now I believe that my Venus is in Aquarius and my Sun is in Aquarius.
Yes.
So I was feeling my, you know, I was feeling that both of them were pretty equal, and one didn't outshine the other. I felt that they contributed to one another, so to speak. And so my journey took me, my robes, by the way, were very colorful, very, very colorful. At first I went to white, and it was that part of me that was the Aquarian was, no, we're not having white, we're going to be having, you know, that's going to be powerful and strong, and so my, and I had to have a sephir or something to hold on to kind of represent my power. And so when I got on my eagle and flew to the mystery school, I forgot all about the doors. But when I entered into the school, which was kind of in a plane, it was on a plane state, I entered in, there was, my guide was a Native American. And the fierce, and interesting enough, there's a storm going around me right now. Throughout this whole cold, there's been this amazing lightning storm, like crazy bolts of lightning all around. And in the room that I went into, it was actually a tremendous amount of water and air. And so the message that was given to me was that my Revolution for Evolution piece of that fierceness and that kind of warrior, you know, you don't need to have that staff. You can, you know, you can be like the water, like a wave, and you can be like the air and ride the airwaves. And you don't need to, because at first the message was like, stay grounded. And it was like, this other part said, no, I don't want to be grounded. I want to fly. I don't want to have this density of the earth. I want to feel freer. I want to feel like I want to ride the air and I want to ride the waves. And so the message to me was to do more ritual around air and water. Mm. And so that my, and I have no idea what that means, Kaylin, of course, but so that's what I'm putting out there in terms of the symbolic piece of it, not the astrological piece of it.
Mm. Awesome.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, thank you, Shelley.
No, I don't know what the mystery school is. I mean, that was my piece of, when they said, what mystery school are you in? That kind of, I got a little lost in that.
Your rising sign, what's your ascendant?
My ascendant is Sagittarius.
So that's your mystery school. That's the mystery school of current life intent.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. I mean, that's what I thought, but I wanted the validation. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed doing this as a group, and the drumming I really loved, even though the quality of sound was a little challenging, but it was really quite beautiful. And so I'm in deep gratitude for being on this phone call. It really assisted me in the process of what we're doing. So thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So, who else? And as you probably noticed by now, you can unmute yourselves.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Susan. Can I share?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Well, my ascendant is Scorpio, and I saw myself outside. I live here in the wilderness in New Mexico on many acres of unpopulated beauty. And so I was outside, as Scorpio, I was outside, I was the sorceress, and I was wearing very few clothes, and very loose-fitting, comfortable clothes, and I was calling up the energy. I was outside, just really feeling the energy sort of moving as a dance, but swaying, and calling up the energy, and calling with the energy, calling out to nature. And a raven arrived, a beautiful black sleek raven. I have many of them outside there that calls to me. I'm trying to learn how to call to them right now. So, and it's this beautiful sleek black raven came and took me flying. And the place we came to had very little landscape. It was a very pristine place. And the buildings were in the shape of domes, like geodesic domes. And each building, they were whitish. And each building was sparkling. And I realized that the lights that were on and in the walls of the building, each was the constellation with a different constellation.
Beautiful.
And gorgeous. And I, of course, went to the Scorpio Mystery School, and joining me there was Mars, my Mars, who is my Neil Mars is in Libra, that balanced equal partnership. But Mars, which I just realized afterwards, is that the planet Mars is currently in the constellation Scorpio.
Yes.
So I joined Mars there in this dome of the constellation Scorpio. And when we first walked in, it was, you know, just like an orgy of pleasure, of course. I found it very useful, and I'm finding it very useful to incorporate Mars with Mars can learn what Venus is learning at school.
Wow.
And Venus can be there with Mars and learn what Mars is going through in the Mars cycle, so that we can blend this energy. And so what I got out of it was, I'm learning to how to be in a partnership with other people in my practice, with my clients, with people I come across, since my Venus is transforming and Mars is helping. I have Venus in Sag, but we're in the Leo overtone, and it so resonates so the Leo Shum goddess with my Sag and my Scorpio. But Mars is helping with understanding how now to comport myself to the world, and how I'm changing the way I interact with people so that it's a healthier interaction, and how I can use it for my self-interest in my personal growth and consciousness expanding, without getting and just feel energy when I'm with people and hold that energy, and then they do with it what they wish. But I'm doing more of forming a different boundary with people, so that I'm not into their stuff and they don't get into my stuff, but that we can have a equal partnership that is surrounded in the highest respect and, of self-love and respect for each other.
Thank you. So, Susan, again, your ascendant was in
Scorpio.
Is in Scorpio. Okay. Your ascendant is in Scorpio, and Mars is currently in the Scorpion constellation. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing in that piece. Yeah, that's really powerful. And
we were talking to the men in the class about, working with their Venus, and I think it's been very helpful for me to also be having Mars involved, working with my Mars qualities.
Yes.
As we're talking about Venus, to get that integration.
Yeah, thank you. That's such a good example. We really want to do a class that's just on this too, but to bring it in now, it's time to do that work. That's good.
No, I understand. I just thought I'd mention it, people on their own when they're doing their own meditations and things. Might find it helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you. So awesome. Thanks so much, Susan.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Speaking of, I didn't want to discourage the amazing individuals who often speak in the class, because you're amazing too. So so if anyone who hasn't called in and talked in before, or if anyone who is a regular, maybe one or two more. Not super, super long, but to touch in. So you can unmute yourself or raise your hand.
Just jump in real quick. This is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
I just want to say another wonderful class. I am so far behind in even doing my life review. I started doing a little bit of it today, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I experienced my Venus returns in ways that I didn't anticipate. No, I didn't even think that. Two or three were different romantic experiences.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
And then there was always a move involved or something like that, a major change. But what I wanted to comment on was that I was seeing that there were six of us with Venus, Aquarian Venus, and then six Gemini. Gemini Venuses. And I'm thinking, and then there's a lot of Sagittarius, and I'm thinking, wow, we are a very liberated group.
Would you expect anything less?
So I will go ahead and concede to anybody else.
Thank you, Emma.
Please notice me.
Yeah. So I think that's it. Unless Adam, if you want to share anything, it's awesome because you are our guy. But I think otherwise we'll complete. Okay.
All right.
There's Adam. Hi, Adam.
No, I don't have any token guy stuff this time. Thank you for acknowledging me. I really
That gets old, I bet. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Peter's been kind of in the background here because I had to take over his spot.
I miss seeing Peter's face. Yeah,
me too.
I know.
Yep.
He'll come pop his head in here in a second, I think.
And I like the way Adam has a perpetual smile on his face.
I know, right? Adam, you're so pleasant all the time. Never grumpy. Hi, Peter.
It's a Libra rising, I guess. Yeah. Very diplomatic, but anyway.
Yeah, I understand Libra rising, yes.
Okay.
For mystery school, you two look so good to me.
We feel good together.
It's good to see you all together. So I'm gonna unmute everybody.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, so good to see and be with you.
Enjoy the meteors tonight.
Yes, don't forget to see them. They're going to be amazing.
Perseids.
Yes.
It'd be spectacular if you have clear skies.
Yes, just phenomenal. The event of the year.
Ruinous with Mars.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, family.
Love you.
Bye,
everyone.
Good night.
Good night.